Investing offshore, what you need to know. Ronnie Swainpool, head of sales at Morningstar South Africa. From a broader set of investment opportunities to currency diversification, offshore investing can be a key strategy to help preserve and grow clients' wealth over the long term. Offshore investing could feel overwhelming, and as an increasing number of investors inquire about investing offshore, we have included a quick overview to assist in these conversations. The first and most important question is, why do you want to invest offshore? This question should be thought of from a long-term strategic asset allocation perspective. Investing offshore should not be done in reaction to negative news headlines and/or short-term market volatility, but rather form part of your holistic financial plan and wealth creation strategy. What are some of the reasons to invest offshore? Diversification in different regions globally. South Africa makes up less than 1% of the global economy. Additionally, SA is facing a struggling ficus, high unemployment rates and poor GDP growth. Investing offshore and diversifying one's investment to include assets outside of South Africa can offer protection against local market volatility and uncertainty. Broader opportunity set. Global markets offer a wide range of investment opportunities, especially developed markets. Investors can access more countries, asset classes and sectors that are often not available locally. Access to different currencies. Investing offshore offers investors the opportunity to grow their investments in foreign currency and pay out in that currency upon withdrawal. Expenses that might need to be paid in a foreign currency in future. Some investors, for example, would like their children to study abroad or buy a property overseas. For these investors, an offshore investment will make sense and provide a valuable vehicle to cover these expenses when it becomes due. 1. Currency and exchange rate considerations. Theoretically, exchange rates are determined by fundamentals, such as economic growth, inflation, and interest rates. Purchasing power parity, or PPP, is one of the most popular theories. It states that countries with higher inflation should see their currencies depreciate over time. But because not all currency participants are profit seekers, exchange rates can deviate from the theoretical fair values. Paying attention to currency valuation and the exchange rate is not unreasonable, as you naturally want more bang for your buck, but care should be taken to only focus on this. It may be useful to think about the currency as the hypothetical share price of the country. With the above being said, the inherent currency risk when investing outside of South Africa is an important consideration when constructing portfolios with a wider global opportunity set. Currency can add volatility in the short term, and some currencies can often trade at levels which differ meaningfully from fundamental fair value. The Rand has historically traded well outside its estimated PPP fair value, with a relatively wide standard deviation of approximately 20%. The Rand is shown to rarely trade in line with its fundamental fair value. This would suggest that it is nearly impossible to time the currency, as mean reversions to fundamental fair values occur relatively infrequently and over extended periods of time. Furthermore, asset allocation explains around 90% of the variance in fund performance over time. So, choosing the right mix of assets to invest in and understanding their valuations are very important, alongside your tolerance for risk and investment horizon. 2. Direct offshore investing versus using an asset swap, feeder fund. What's the difference? A direct offshore investment is an investment in foreign currency made within an investor's offshore allowance, as set by the South African Revenue Service, SARS. This can be done by investing in an offshore discretionary or endowment, sinking fund investment vehicle, such as a unit trust fund, a fund of funds and/or a model portfolio. An asset swap investment invests in an offshore fund in rands. In an asset swap investment, you use a third party's offshore allowance. Your investment is essentially placed into a local fund, also known as a feeder fund, and converted by the management company, Manco, into foreign currency. They then use this foreign currency to buy into a global hard currency fund. This can be used in most products. So, what's the pros and cons of using either strategy? We strongly urge investors to consult their financial advisor at the outset of this journey, as your advisor would be best placed to assist with creating a suitable risk profile as well as recommend the different options that are available and best suited to your unique needs. The world of investments is complex, with each of the different products on offer having a different set of rules, fees, and tax implications. In the following article, The Danger of Letting Investment Vehicles Drive Your Investment Journey, we highlight key factors to consider as to why you are investing and what to keep in mind when looking for a suitable product. 3. The importance of investing with a trusted global investment manager. As mentioned above, the correct asset allocation mix is of great importance when investing offshore. Therefore, the next consideration should be which investment manager to choose to invest with. Investors should seek a trusted investment manager with a proven track record that provides a well-diversified and well-researched asset allocation underpinned by a solid investment process and, ideally, low fees. In closing, in today's uncertain global landscape, investors often experience apprehension when assessing their offshore exposure within their investment portfolios. Amidst this uncertainty, the four factors within your control include: understanding why you want to invest offshore, selecting the right investment manager with a fundamental, long-term investment approach. This approach prioritizes the development of resilient, comprehensive portfolios that align seamlessly with investor objectives, making informed decisions about the strategy used to gain offshore exposure, whether through direct offshore investments or via an asset swap. Lastly, when opting for direct offshore investment, careful consideration of which product to use is crucial to attaining your offshore investment goals. Ends. Author at Rhone Swainpool, Morningstar South Africa plus posts bio. At Rhone Swainpool, Morningstar South Africa #Malongui-disabled-lino crystal ball required. Markets change, portfolios need to adapt, but the long-term recipe stays the same. Share on your socials.